The Prophecy of Joel by A.S. Copley. Introductory. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Joel 1, verse 1. Joel is the second of the minor Old Testament prophets. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel are termed the major prophets because their messages are much larger than the other 12, Hosea to Malachi. However, their size does not determine their value. Each one has an important and distinct place. Some claim that Joel gave his message about 800 years before Christ, probably half a century before Isaiah. But it is said that the Hebrew canon places it between Hosea and Amos, as our Bible has it, which is a little later. Israel was already losing out, for less than 100 years later they were carried captive into Assyria by Shalmaneser, 2 Kings 18 verses 9 through 11. The name Joel means Jehovah is God or might. Pethuel means be persuaded, be enlarged of God. These names inspire reverence, faith, courage, and hope. They express the attitude which Israel should have held toward the Lord God. A threefold outline. The following bird's eye scheme will simplify our study of the book, which tells of the devastation and restoration of Jerusalem and the Holy Land. Devastation declared due to backsliding, Joel chapter 1. Devastation described, Joel chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Devastation reversed, followed by prosperity, Joel chapter 2, verse 12 through chapter 3, verse 21. Devastation declared due to backsliding. Joel chapter 1. Attention! Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Joel chapter 1 verse 2. Today the custom is to address the young men, but Joel spoke to the elders. If the Jewish fathers had obeyed the voice of God, Israel would not have fared as ill as they did. Had the elders and rulers received Christ as the Messiah, the present blindness would never have come, neither would the advertised calamities of the future. Proverbs 22 verse 6 promises, saying, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old he will not depart from it." God holds the fathers responsible for giving their offspring the light, and then holds the children responsible to walk in it. What the prophet was about to say had not yet come. It was still future, and indeed extended into the far distant future. The background of the dark picture was already painted by the unbelief and rebellion of these to whom he spoke. His sudden and exclamatory utterance, "Hear this," indicates terrible forebodings. Proclamation. Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. Joel 1 verse 3. These words express the importance of spreading the news. All Israel should hear of what was coming. They also show that the serious message of the prophet would cover many generations. Oh, how much is couched in a few words which God speaks. It is exceedingly profitable to us, therefore, to read slowly and read the same portion again and again, lest we miss much of his thought. Alarm! That which the palmer worm hath left hath the locust eaten. And that which the locust hath left hath the cankerworm eaten, and that which the cankerworm hath left hath the caterpillar eaten. Joel 1 verse 4. There is scarcely a more comprehensive verse or more prolific picture in the Bible than this. It is simply unique. Be not misled. These four insects in their devouring raid do not represent the Pentecostal movement as one foolishly wrote some years ago. They picture the four world empires in their successive devastations of Israel's land. In Joel chapter 1 verse 6, God says, "A nation is come upon my land, strong and without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion." Note too that in Joel 2:25 he calls those insects, "My great army which I sent among you." Observe their exact photograph in Joel 2 verses 2 through 11. And compare it with the horde of locusts in Revelation 9 verses 3 through 11. The final onslaught of that destructive host is still future. God will use them to chastise the Jews during the indescribable tribulation, Matthew 24:21, and then severely punish them for it, as stated in Joel 3. The lion and great lion of Joel 2, verse 6, figure Babylon, Daniel 7, verse 4. The following from Fawcett's Bible Encyclopedia is both interesting and instructive. Each of the four species of locusts in Hebrew letters represents the exact number of years that each empire oppressed until they had deprived the Jews of all their glory, J.C. Reichardt. Gazam, the palmer worm, represents the 50 years of Babylon's oppression from the temple's destruction by Nebuchadnezzar in 588 B.C. to Babylon's overthrow by Cyrus in 538 B.C. Arbe, the locust, represents Persia's 208 years sway over the Jews from 438 to 330 B.C., when Persia fell before Alexander the Great. Yalek, the cankerworm, represents 140 years of the Greco-Macedonian oppression from 30 to 190 B.C., when Antiochus, the Jews' great enemy, was defeated by the Roman Lucius Scipio. Khasiel, the caterpillar, represents the 108 years of the Roman oppression beginning with their minion Herod the Great, an Idumean stranger, 38 B.C., and ending 70 A.D. with the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. The whole period thus comprises that between the destruction of the first and the second temple and the calamities which befell the Jews by the four world empires in that period are those precisely which produced the ruin under which they are still groaning and form the theme of their Kinoth, or Songs of Lamentation. Extent of Devastation. He hath laid my vine waste and barked my fig tree. He hath made it clean bare and cast it away. The branches thereof are made white. Joel 1 verse 7. The vine speaks of the 10 tribes and the fig tree of the Jews. See Isaiah 5 verses 1 through 8 and Luke 13 verses 6 and 7. God here speaks of the carrying away of the 10 tribes in 720 B.C., 2 Kings chapter 18, and of the 70 years captivity of the Jews from 606 to 536 B.C., 2 Kings 24, as if already accomplished, because he knew that they would come to pass. Joel chapter 1 verses 17 through 20 describes in detail the widespread desolation wrought by the treaders down, the unproductiveness of the land, and the sad results. How dreadful are the consequences of unbelief and disobedience toward the Lord. Deserved and unavoidable chastisement is sure to ensue. Let us profit by Israel's folly.